You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corinne Cabaret. My name's Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Emma Grace Berardelli from the Broadway National Tour of White Christmas is here. Also, Isabella Rose Skye, Alyssa Marvin, and Sammy Bray from School of Rock are here, along with a TikTok hashtag Sing with Josh, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. I think I've learned quite a bit from being in theater. I've learned how to effectively communicate in front of large audiences, how to prepare a lot of material in a very short amount of time, how to remain composed in times of crisis, and many other things. So, yes, I do think a lot of things that need to be successful in life, I have learned from theater. That said, I think since the universe has been throwing us curveballs left and right, maybe we should look to theater to avoid allowing fictional situations to become a reality. Take, for example, seeds. Yes, seeds. I've been reading many news articles that people are randomly receiving packets of seeds from China that are labeled as jewelry. No matter how curious you are to see what grows, just don't! We already have a global pandemic that we're facing. The last thing we need are giants falling from the sky. And yes, that is an Into the Woods reference. I was also reading recently that the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has words of the year lists. Like in 2006, Google was a word of the year as a verb, like, I'm going to Google something. 2020 has already brought us some new mainstream words, like PPE, self-isolate, and social distance. And truthiness, which is a seemingly truthful statement, really not supported by facts. This really is such a crazy time. It's been really amazing to create opportunities for myself and others. It's also given everyone time to think and reflect, and to make changes in the world, hopefully for the better. I have to definitely think about my purpose. Speaking of purpose... Purpose? It's that little flame that lights a fire under your ask. Purpose. It keeps you going strong like a car with a full tank of gas. Everyone else has a purpose, so what's mine? Oh, look, here's a penny. It's from the year I was born. It's a sign. Ha! Ba-ba-ba-da-ba. Too late, could be far, could be near, could take a week, a month, a year, at a job, or getting gas, maybe at a pottery class. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. I'm gonna find my purpose, yeah. When will it be? it be? My purpose in life is a mystery. Gotta find my purpose. Gotta find me. I'm gonna find my purpose. Yeah. I gotta find me. That song is from Avenue Q, one show that I'm so sad I never had the chance to see before it closed off Broadway. Another show that I'm sad that I never had the chance to see perform live was White Christmas. I'm so happy to have one of the stars from the Broadway National Tour here with me today. Let's welcome Emma Grace Berardelli.
Hi, Emma.
Hey, Josh.
Hi. I'm so happy to have you on as a guest today.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
I know that last holiday season, you were on tour with the national tour of White Christmas. Have you been able to stay connected with your classmates while theater has been paused?
Yes, I love my White Christmas family so much, and I was lucky to spend two holiday seasons with them. So yes, fortunately, I've been able to stay in touch. A few of us worked on a fun project dedicated to all the nurses and healthcare workers here in New York. And another fun project of couple of us worked on together was a virtual dance demo for a virtual Broadway dance camp.
That's so cool. And I love how you're still able to talk and quote unquote see your friends through Zoom, awesome. Although everything is paused. On top of that, I know that you've been a part of some incredible virtual productions and fundraisers. Can you tell us about it?
Oh, sure. I was part of Lyrics for Life, which helps the mental health of children and teens. And I am also currently working with CODA on two virtual productions, Peace, Love, and Cupcakes, which benefited the No Bully organization, and A Night at the Museum, which will air in August. Can't wait. Stay tuned.
That's amazing. How else have you been staying connected to the arts during this extended intermission?
Well, to stay connected, I have been doing my usual acting, singing, bass guitar, and dancing lessons. I also had a virtual in-concert reunion with the cast of Violet. I played young Violet a week before quarantine started, which was crazy timing, very lucky. And I've been doing cabarets and workshops, just keeping busy.
Same. I've been, I'm really happy that I'm able to do some virtual cabarets and some other stuff, and especially the early night show where I get to interview some incredible performers like you.
Thank you. It's awesome. I watched all of them.
Have you been able to do anything special during summer to stay busy?
Well, the highlight of my summer, we got a pool, which is crazy because I love pools. And something very special to my family is that my sisters and I have been creating surprise produce care packages and giving them out to my community, basically just to brighten up, or should I say, sweeten up people's days. How's your summer?
Been good. It's been good. We got a pool also, well, an inflatable pool. There's literally like no room in Florida for a pool because it's basically just like swampland, at least where we are.
Well, I'm but sure.
I've been able to do this, and I've been able to do the early night show and stuff like that. Would you like to brighten our day by singing a song?
I would love to.
What song would you like to sing, and why do you choose that song?
I'm going to be singing Broadway Baby because it's a song about optimism, and with the Broadway pause being extended, I want to share some cheerful optimism until we can all pound 42nd Street again together.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you sing the song.
I'm just a Broadway baby, walking off my tired feet, pounding 42nd Street to be in a show. From Battery Park to Washington Heights, someday maybe all my dreams will be repaid. Heck, I'd even play the maid to be in a show.
day, maybe. If I stick it long enough, I can get straight my stuff. Working for an ice man like a Ziegfeld or a wise man in a great big Broadway show.
That was so great, Emma. I can't wait until we can all be back up on the Broadway stages again soon. My next guest toured the country together on the Broadway National Tour of School of Rock. I'm so happy to welcome Isabella Rose Skye and Alyssa Marvin to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Alyssa and Isabella.
Hi.
I'm so happy to have you both on the Early Night Show.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited.
Thank you. Can you tell us how you both met?
Yeah, well, we were on the National Tour of School of Rock together, and we sort of met through the show. We were on tour together for, I believe, about...
8 months, a little less than 8 months.
Yeah, and we became really good friends through that.
Yeah.
That's great. When you were on the tour, do you have a favorite memory together from the show?
I would say probably, like, one of the first times I went on as... the character who is most with Alyssa as one of the other backup singers. And that was my first time on stage ever. So she was kind of there with me the whole show, watching me screw up a little, but helping me. So I think that would be probably one of the best.
Yes, definitely. And while we were on tour too, we would always like explore all the cities. You know, we would do escape rooms in almost every city.
Yes.
So we definitely, you know, we got to really explore together and have a lot of fun.
I actually did an escape room once. Needless to say, I did not escape.
I don't think we've ever not escaped yet.
Yeah, I was stuck. Like, it was like a series of two rooms. And after we got the first room open, we went to the second room, and suddenly the clock hit zero, and
okay. Oh my god. You're gonna have to try again.
Soon, yes. When the quarantine definitely. Is over and Corona is... The magic of Corona is no more.
Well, we did a virtual escape room, and that was actually really fun.
We did, yeah. It was really good. Cool. It's on, like, a website and stuff. It was really nice.
Oh. In other ways, how are you staying in contact with each other during quarantine?
Well, okay, so we kind of are on FaceTime all hours of the night, pretty much every day, until, I would say, 2 a.m. most of the time.
Yes.
Like, watching Netflix and hanging out and playing games and just... being really silly.
Yeah. It's great because, well, we live kind of far away. You know, we can't actually see each other in person. But it's great that we have, you know, FaceTime, Zoom, you know, all these different things where we're able to still, you know, have a great time and hang out with each other. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm so happy to have you both on the show today to sing a song. Oh, and what song would you like to sing today, and why did you choose that song?
So we're singing Loathing, or What Is This Feeling, from Wicked.
Yes, and we chose this song because even though in the song the people are, they're not exactly friends, let's just say that. Still, you know, with the story of Wicked at the end, they sort of become friends and, you know, they, like, really rely on each other and stuff in the show. So I think that sort of, we could apply that to COVID, where now it may seem like this horrible thing, but, you know, it will get better. And, you know, once this is all over, then everything will be fine. And, of course, things will have changed. Everything will be a bit different. But, you know, we're still getting out of this, like, a bunch of amazing things, like the Early Night Show.
Yeah,
lots of nice creative things are coming out of this bad situation, which is really great.
So we also performed this song as a duet in a cabaret while we were on tour as a fundraiser. And we found the song and learned it and practiced and decided it would be really fun to do it again.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you both sing the song.
There's been some confusion over rooming here at Schist. But of course I'll care for Nessa.
But of course I'll rise above it. For I know that's how you want to respond.
Yes, there's been some confusion, for you see my roommate is
unusually and exceedingly peculiar and altogether quite impossible to describe.
Feeling so sudden and new.
I felt the moment I laid eyes on you.
My pulse is rushing.
My head is reeling.
My face is flushing.
What is this feeling? Fervid as a flame. Does it have a name? Yes.
Loathing. Unadulterated loathing. Your face,
your voice,
your clothing.
Let's just say I love it all. Every little trait, however small, makes my very flesh begin to crawl. A simple utter loathing. There's a strange exhilaration in such total detestation. Case of yours so strong. Though I do admit it came on fast, still I do believe that it can last.
Wonderful, Isabel and Alyssa. The feeling I get from watching both of you sing is definitely not loathing. It's happiness. That is such a great and fun song. Speaking of songs, I've been having so much fun on TikTok sharing original songs from the upcoming Avatar The Last Airbender musical collaboration. I've also been posting KO tracks so people can duet the songs with the hashtag SingWithJosh. I'm so excited that my friend Sammy Bray joined me on TikTok with a duet. Sammy is a Broadway and tour veteran who's also hosting an incredible benefit this weekend called the Ghostlight Concert to support the Actors Fund and St. Jude. Here's Sammy Bray duetting One Perfect Moment.
And I know that if I can just stick the landing, then I know that somehow my life will be fine. And
was so great. If you want to sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok at Joshua Turchin and look for some of my piano videos. Record duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. Also, if you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and you may get a chance to go on the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Emma Grace Berardelli, Isabella Rose Skye, Alyssa Marvin, and Sammy Bray. Also, if you happen to be around looking for some entertainment this weekend, make sure to check out Sammy's Ghostlight Concert that also supports the Actors Fund and St. Jude on August 2nd at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I will also be posting a link on my Instagram on August 2nd, so make sure to check it out. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.